I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1252, Someone You Can Trust. What does it mean to trust someone? Romanoff wrote, "To trust means to rely on another person because you feel safe with them and have confidence that they will not hurt or violate you. Trust is the foundation of relationships because it allows you to be vulnerable and open up to the person without having to defensively protect yourself." Do you have that person in your life? And are you that person in someone else's life? Let's break it down so we can live it out. This podcast, as you know, is about the two greatest commandments. Jesus said they're to love others, but first to love God. They go together. As we are loving others, we are loving God. And as we love God, we learn to love others. Henry Cloud, who wrote several boundaries books that are really good, wrote a new book on trust. And in it, he spells out the five pillars of trust. Let's see today how we shake out with this description. Are we this kind of person? Here are the five pillars of trust. Number one, understanding. You can trust someone when you feel your needs are understood and felt and cared about. Number two, motive. You can trust someone when you feel their motive is for you, not just for themselves. Number three, ability. You can trust someone when you feel they have the ability or capacity to guard and deliver results for what you entrusted to them. Number four, character. You can trust someone who has the character or personal makeup needed. And number five, track record. You can trust someone who has a track record of performing in the ways you need them to perform. So what do you think? Would you add anything to that list? The thing is, trust is observed and built over time. It's earned. Interestingly, when you look in the Bible about trust, there's a lot there about trusting God, of course. But there's also almost a warning to not trust other people. We see it in several places, like Micah chapter 7, verses 5 and 6. It's pretty stark. "Put no trust in a neighbor. Have no confidence in a friend. Guard the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your arms. For the son threatens the father with contempt. The daughter rises up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house." Ooh, that's brutal. Or how about Psalm 146, 3-5? "Do not put your trust in princes, in a son of man, in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God." Well, we can heed those warnings, and I think they're true. But I'm here to tell you this. If you're a person who keeps your word, you let your yes be yes and your no, no. You refrain from gossip. You know how to keep a confidence. You know how to speak the truth, but you speak it in love. You are quick to forgive, and you're slow to become angry. You're willing to be vulnerable and show that you don't always have it together either. You're a person after God's own heart, even though you blow it too. You are a safe place for others to share their hardest truths and their most shameful secrets. If that's you, you will be someone that others can trust. Here's the great question. Are you a trustworthy person? And how would you know? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to be a person others can trust. Lord, your words teach us the value of honesty and integrity, and I yearn to embody these virtues in my life. God, help me be a reflection of your love and compassion to those around me. Give me wisdom to listen attentively to others without judgment, to encourage them to admit their faults as I admit my own. Let my intentions be pure and my heart be sincere as I strive to be trustworthy and faithful. God, forgive me for shortcomings in this area. Help me by your Spirit to become a steadfast pillar of support for those who need someone to trust. May my life be a testament to your faithfulness and grace to me. In your infinite love, lead me on a path of righteousness, so I may walk humbly and authentically before those around me. With your help, Lord, I know I can become a person that others can rely on and confide in as I reflect your light in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1253. In the meantime, Trusting the Lord is first. It's numeral uno. And we also need to see that fleshed out in the lives of others, even though it's not perfect. We all need someone to trust, and we all need to be someone that others can trust as well.